Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Around the country, states are releasing inmates from prison who thought that they were going to be there for life. After the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that it's unconstitutional to automatically sentence juveniles to life in prison without the possibility of parole, officials are reviewing more than 2,500 cases involving juveniles. Here in Massachusetts, the State Parole Board has reviewed 20 juvenile cases. 9 people so far have been granted parole so long as they meet certain conditions. One of the most well-known cases is that of Joe Donovan. He threw a punch that led to the murder of an MIT student. Donovan has been incarcerated for murder since 1992 when he was 17 years old. This August, he hits a milestone.
This year, yeah, I'm hitting that 40 mark.
You're going to be 40 years old this year.
Yeah, downhill from there, right?
Donovan laughs often, clearly happy to be leaving his life behind bars. We met with him in a small conference room at the minimum security facility in Bridgewater, where he was transferred 6 months ago. Dressed in jeans and a T-shirt, Donovan is able to walk around here unshackled and attend several programs. He says this is vastly different from the maximum security facilities where he's been for the past 23 years. Most of that time was spent in solitary confinement, an experience that Donovan says may have helped him.
I would like to think that if I could emotionally make it through that, I can probably make it through, you know, being free. But maybe because I was so young, just my personality in general, because I got attention deficit disorder, that it made me sort of focus on myself.
During his parole hearing, officials pointed to Donovan's record in prison and to several violent incidents, especially when he was first sent to the state prison at Walpole.
It was a more violent place back then, and where they had me was the most violent. I don't feel the need to prove myself, or I don't really feel threatened. And not feeling threatened is a big part of not being violent. I thought I had to survive that way.
Was that the hardest thing, to come in as a 17-year-old and all of a sudden say, I've got to survive in a really difficult place?
Some people come out of it better than others. I imagine that when an 18-year-old kid gets drafted and thrown into combat, some people crack and some people come out stronger. Yeah, it was definitely a very harrowing experience back then. I'd like to say it made me better instead of damage me.
Here, Donovan spends about 4 hours a day in anger management and counseling programs. He also sees a therapist, and he trains dogs to help disabled veterans. He says much of the programming emphasizes decision-making.
If you give yourself a couple of seconds to think about that, start thinking about things, you don't react as quickly. It's easier to make decisions. You know, instead of making a decision from an emotional place, you make one from an intellectual place.
That's a skill Donovan wishes he would have had back in September of 1992 on Memorial Drive in Cambridge, when he and two other young men walked by a group of MIT students, one of them Yngwie Raustein. Donovan says the two groups got into a scuffle, and he punched Raustein. As Raustein was on the ground, 15-year-old Sean McHugh fatally stabbed Raustein, something Donovan says he didn't realize until after they had fled. Because McHugh was a juvenile at the time and Donovan was not, McHugh has since been released. Raustein's family has written a letter supporting Donovan's release, but Donovan hasn't heard from them since he was granted parole last August.
I don't want to intrude and remind. I'm sure they remember every day, you know.
How are you not angry at a system that sentenced you to life and then said, well, maybe not? I mean, I know you're happy, obviously, at the outcome.
I'm not angry. How I look at it is, look at, you know, the system's made for the majority of people. My case was it's not something that happens often, but it was often enough in this country that they changed the law on it. But it's still a system that works. It's a great system. But you know what needs help?
Donovan is training to be a paralegal, and he hopes to work in the legal field when he gets out. He also spends hours doing elaborate pencil sketches, and he says he wants to continue doing his artwork. Donovan seems reluctant, or maybe not yet able, to easily answer what he wants, or expects, or hopes for once he's released to streets very different from the ones he remembers.
Hopefully I don't get hit by a flying car. They don't have those yet, right?
No.
All right. So probably going to be in awe in some of this stuff I see, you know, just some of the stuff I see on TV. It looks like Star Trek to me, you know what I mean? And I'm like going, you know, why would you text? I don't understand texting.
What about what you want, though? Like, what do you think about what you want and what your dreams are and those things? Aside from what you have to do, what about what you want to do?
Right.
Like, you haven't been able to really think.
The dream thing I don't really have. Like, a lot of the dreams that I would really like, you know, like, I would like to go see museums. Like, I would love to go to Louvre. You know, there's things that, these things I can't do. I really can't leave the state. You know, I'll keep my dream sort of within reasonable reach. And so my dream is really just being with my family and sort of being free.
That's when Donovan does show emotion, when he talks about his family.
It killed him. They had to come up here and see all this misery and all the times I went to the hole, you know, everything I've been through. They went through it with me. It really hurts. That hurt me more than anything else.
Kid. Don't try to make me cry, by the way.
I'm really not, I don't want you to cry, but I can't imagine how you don't cry.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough when you start talking to me about that. But it's hard to cry in prison, I'll tell you that. It's not a place that encourages tears.
Donovan's exact release date will depend on when he completes the programming in Bridgewater and then what happens in the 3 to 6 month residential program that he would have to attend from here. After that, he plans to live with his family in Cambridge. He'll be on parole for the rest of his life.